You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle and streaming worldwide at kexp.org. Also, you can take us wherever you go with our free mobile app. We are listener powered. You can find out more about KEXP and how you can support all of our wonderful sessions at kexp.org. Speaking of wonderful sessions, we've got our good friends Chick 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 live in the studio. So great to have you here. You've performed for us all over town.
That's true. Yeah.
It's fun to have you here in the room of lights. You look beautiful. We got the rainbow going today.
Yeah, this is a great little room. It's one of the better lit rooms I've played in. And I've been in some doozies.
I bet you have. Speaking of doozies, Let It Be Blue. That's a doozy.
Yeah. We hope so, yeah.
I can't wait to hear about it, but even more, I can't wait to hear the music. You want to play some songs for us?
Sure, let's do it.
Chick, 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 live on KEXP.
This is pop. This is pop. Yeah. This is pop. This is pop. Turn it.
Chick Chick live on KEXP. I came ready to dance today, and you did not disappoint. Although I'm not sure you can call what I'm doing over here dancing. I'm just jumping up and down with joy. Ah, so excited. Hi, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Chick 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 live on KEXP.
Shoulder, shoulder,
leave it up to the face.
But please don't make me wait. Don't make me wait.
One foot on the line, one toe in the lake, tambourine on the two. Send it out to the plate. Send it out
with your shoulder, shoulder, shoulder.
Play it totally straight.
But please don't make me wait. Don't make me wait.
Cut, 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 cut through like a pen, a pen, a pen, a muck, a now, a now, a now. Cut, 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 cut through like a pen, a pen, a pen, a Panama Canal, canal, canal. Cut, 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 cut through like a pen, a pen, a Panama Canal, canal, canal.
We're live in the KEXP studios with Chick Chick Chick.
When you walk through the streets of the city where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you even still. When you sleep the bed in the house where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you even still.
Don't make a noise, don't make a sound. You know I'll always be around. I'll come beside you on the street to keep you safe, your soul to keep. And you know you can count on me, like counting baby 1, 2, 3, 'cause I'll be there to hold your
that you're my boy and I'm your man.
And I'll be there to hold your hand, cause you're my boy and I'm your man.
We'll make a storm around the world. 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 We'll make a storm around the world.
When you walk through the streets of the city where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you even still. When you sleep in the bed in the house, I'm far away, I am with you even still.
Say it's far too far, but they don't know the different style. Make it so they don't care, and people look and people stare. You know you can count on me, cause I'm the one in ecstasy. Yeah, you know you can count on me, cause I'm the one in ecstasy.
Yeah, you know you can count on me, cause I'm the one in ecstasy.
I'll walk the street beside your name. I'll be the one for you to tame, and everything that's gone before will come and crash into your floor. A love like ours will never die. Be the ones to up and fly, cause I'm your boy and you're my girl. Everything's a lot of joy, cause you're my boy and I'm your girl. We'll make a storm around the world. You're my girl and I'm your boy. Everything's a lot of joy. You're my boy and I'm your girl. We'll make a storm around the world. We'll make around the world, we'll make a storm around the world. 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 We'll make a storm around the world.
We're live in the KEXP studios with Chick Chick Chick. One more song and then we'll chat.
Okay, sure.
Lamentablemente, 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 tú ves una pared, yo veo un puente. Lamentablemente, 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 tú ves una pared, yo veo un puente. ¿Sabes lo que es ser dos cosas a la vez? Como un pescador y el pez, pero al revés, al revés. Tres. Ya no hay plata a fin de mes, como un juego de ajedrez, pero al revés, al revés.
Lamentablemente, 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 tú ves una pared, yo veo un puente. Lamentablemente, 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 tú ves una pared, yo veo un puente.
Lamentablemente, lamentablemente, tú ves una pared, yo veo un puente.
fun. Cool. Tick, Tick, Tick live on KEXP. Songs from the new album, Let It Be Blue, out on Warp Records. And it is always a happy day when this band comes to town. I think of you, I mean, your records are phenomenal, but I just really think of you as the most incredible live band. And I know that you had to take a break from connecting with your live audience for a while. What was it like to get back on stage? I heard you had a great show in Brooklyn, which is where you all live. What was that like after an unexpected break?
That was crazy. That was really, you know, it's one of those things, like, you're sitting around, like, everyone else was in their house, and like, oh, someday we'll play a show, and everyone was always like, oh, it's gonna be so crazy when you guys get back. And I don't really get nervous, but I was kind of nervous before the show. I was kind of stressed out, and like, first 20 seconds of the show was like, oh, we got this. Like, the crowd, it was like, you could just feel everyone's like, this is our first show back. Like, everyone kind of knows the deal with us. It's gonna be fun, you know? And then it's like, you come on there, like, yeah, it is fun, it is fun. And we felt that too. It was great. So it was one of my favorite shows in Brooklyn, and we've played many great shows over the years there, but it was one of the ones that I'll never forget, you know.
You're one of those bands where you don't actually even have to know the music to feel like you know it. You feel like you're singing along, and you connect and just link right into it right away. And that's such a great quality for a band. I mean, you've been rewriting the rules to dance music for over 20 years now, just one outstanding record after another, 9 by my count, if my math is right.
And 9.5 by ours.
You took
Master Mix.
Kind of a different approach to this record, sort of trading recordings back and forth. Is that something that you'd done before?
Not really. I mean, you know, we always kind of mess around with each other's sessions, but this was like, you know, we want every record to be different. And, you know, when we started getting locked down, it was like, okay, well, this is the rules now. So we like to lean into the circumstances. Whatever synthesizers are there, we use those. It was like, this is a unique set of circumstances which will make a unique record. Let's lean into this. So Raphael put up like a folder online with some Ableton sessions, and we all started throwing them up there and just like opening each other's files and going back and forth and writing the record.
What kind of impact do you think it had on the final product in the band's mind?
I mean, you know, it's interesting because, you know, like, say This Is Pop, that song that we just played, that's the second time we've ever played that live. Like, so it's like, it's, you know, it's like, I think a lot of times we spend a lot of time like chasing the demo. We definitely get demoitis really badly in this band, certainly myself. And so this is like, well, these are the demos. We have to just make this as demos. And it just makes it unique. And it's like, these songs will be what they are live, and that's exciting, and they'll be that. But that record will somehow stick out unique in our catalog. And we want them all to stick out. So I don't know. It worked, I think. I think it worked.
And they do all stick out. And you like to, you know, tackle something new in every record. And this time you did something sort of unexpected for the band with this first song on the album, Normal People. And I love how you said, you know, serious bands always kind of go the dance route eventually. And so why can't a dance band go the serious route?
Yeah.
But how has it felt? Have you been working that song, an acoustic song, quite different from what you've recorded before? Have you been working that into the live sets or had a chance yet?
We haven't given that a go. I mean, we were kind of just seeing how it went, you know. We might, you know, but it's like we just did an acoustic session for like for Japanese Rolling Stone, and that was kind of like, oh, this works. This is kind of cool. This is fun. Because when we've done it in the past, it's always been a bit like, oh, I'll bang a cowbell or something. You know, it's kind of been a little bit weird. But, you know, a lot of these songs will have an acoustic song at their heart, you know. And there is like that. You can strip some of these songs down to just that. Not all of them, but some of them. And so that was one where we're like, let's just put this as this. We could try to turn this into a funky beat or whatever. But let's just let it to be unique and stick out in our catalog. We thought it would stay better as that.
Well, one of the songs that sticks out in your catalog for us is maybe your unintentional ode to the Pacific Northwest, It's Gray, It's Gray, It's Gray.
I did think about it when I woke up yesterday.
Well, that was our one rainy day. We're leaning into some nice weather now. But
You're one.
Yeah.
Huh?
But you said you'd had this song in mind for years. What made you want to flesh it out now?
It happened exactly like it says in the song. Pull the blinds back just to check. You know, it was like, I opened the curtain and was like, oh, Christ, man, another one, like, you know. And it was like, and it was definitely in the, you know, post in that 20, you know, that Trump era where it was just like every day you picked up your phone and was like, oh my, you know. And then like it was Gray, and it was just like, can we get, you know, like. And so, you know, it was just a feeling I always had. I've always been a, you know, even when I was a young kid into the Smiths, like, I didn't realize, I knew I disagreed about Morrissey about the sunny days. I didn't know how much I would end up disagreeing with Morrissey, but certainly it was about the sunny days because I always liked a sunny day.
Well, your music always brings the sun out.
Thanks.
I'm really drawn to the song Crazy Talk. I love the theme in that song. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That was just a funny one, probably the last one we wrote for the record, and was like kind of like a, it had like a Chris Isaac vibe or something. I don't know. That's kind of what I was thinking of. And I just liked, it's a kind of weather-based too, because it's kind of about like sitting on the porch like late night, maybe there's crickets. In Sacramento, there's not a lot of crickets, but I was really thinking of a lot of Sacramento nights. But just that thing where you're just up all night and just, it's everything's open and, you know, it's, and the lyrics are pretty right there. It's like, you know, the words just fell out. It's just like it all kind of opens up when you just start talking. And so I wanted to write kind of like a song about intimate relationships between friends. It's like the people sitting on the porch having the conversation isn't necessarily sexual. It might be, but it's romantic. It's like, it's those things like I feel romantic about my friends and like those things are really special to me. So I kind of wanted to capture that romance of the late night and friendships and stuff. So, and it really probably was a little bit related to pandemic where you're missing everyone. And so it was like, you know, I was missing those nights alone with just a friend on a porch, you know, just like that.
I love it. I so connected with that because
cool,
I have
cool.
So many.
I'm glad you did because I think people can. People know that when you just like, you know, like when I say in the song, the first time you did that, like when you're a teenager, you're like, I stayed up till 2 a.m. You know, like that's crazy when you do that.
Or 6 a.m. You know?
Well, that's when you're really getting going. That's when you turn, 17 or whatever, you know. But when you're 14, you stay up till 2, it's like, you know.
Well, you're an incredibly prolific band, and I hear you're already working on the next project, and you're always doing something new, always experimenting. And I loved reading in an interview where you said you were always pushing towards something strange and weirder. And what areas are you drawn to explore in the future?
I can't even tell you what we got in store. But no, I mean, you know, it's like, I think that it's actually something I read Pharrell say a long time ago, where it's like, each door opens the door to the next one, you know? And that's, as soon as I read that, I was like, I know exactly what he's talking about. And each record, when you finish it, you kind of know how to make the next one better, hopefully, you know, like that doesn't always follow for every band and certainly hasn't followed for us, but you see, like you learn from that and then you can build on those experiences. So, so certainly, you know, with this record, since we knew it was unique, would be more electronic and we knew the next record would probably be more back with the band. We knew we would learn things with the electronic stuff that we would apply towards back towards the band. So, you know, I honestly, it's like I like the records where you start and you don't know where it's going to end up, and we have no idea what the next one's going to sound like, and that's what's so exciting. I mean, I have some idea because there's a lot written already, but you'll just have to wait and see.
I can't wait. Well, I'm already enjoying Let It Be Blue, and I can sit with that one for quite some time.
And, cool.
I appreciate you all so much for coming by. It really means a lot to us, and thank you so much. You're giving our camera people a run for their money. I love to see that you're putting all that formal dance training to good use in this band.
Yeah. They usually are excited. Well, it was more exciting than just a band stationary, so sorry if we made you work, but it's all for a good time.
They love it.
Cool.
Thank you so much, everyone, and thanks to our wonderful listeners for supporting sessions like this one with Chick, Chick, Chick. And thank you for joining us live on KEXP.